From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. The man appointed receiver over the state's prison system is threatening to raid California's treasury after state Senate Republicans blocked his $7 billion plan to build medical facilities for the second time this week. Republican lawmakers say they also intend to reject a proposed settlement of a related federal court case that would divert tens of thousands of state inmates into local treatment programs and jails to address overcrowding. Republicans are calling for comprehensive negotiations with Democrats and the governor to come up with a way out of multiple pending lawsuits regarding prisons. The three-judge federal panel on overcrowding is scheduled to hold a hearing today in San Francisco. Disabled county jail inmates in Los Angeles are suing the sheriff for allegedly violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. The plaintiffs say the county jail system routinely fails to accommodate their most basic needs. KPCC's Brian Watt reports.
Attorneys for the inmates say people with disabilities begin to suffer at the jail system's front gate. John Ulin, one of the attorneys representing inmates in the federal court suit, says the reception center through which all inmates must pass has no accessible toilet.
Inmates who are being processed in the LA County jail system often must sit in their own waste for hours on end, if not longer.
From there, says Ulin, the inmates enter a facility full of obstacles to simple tasks like bathing and getting into bed. In the complaint filed yesterday, one partially paralyzed inmate said jail staff took his wheelchair when moving him from one jail to another. He then waited, he said, 4 months for a walker. L.A. County Sheriff spokesman Steve Whitmore said the jails are doing the best they can with a combination of aging facilities and an expanding disabled population.
There are more inmates with disabilities committing serious crimes than ever before.
Whitmore says the sheriff wants the courts to consider alternatives for incarcerating some of those inmates, such as in their homes with electronic monitoring. For the California Report, I'm Brian Watt.
Smokers living in apartments may soon be unable to light up at home. The state Senate passed a bill yesterday that would let landlords prohibit smoking in their buildings to protect tenants from secondhand smoke. The proposal is supported by the California Apartment Association, which represents about 50,000 property owners. The measure now goes to the Assembly. If you watch TV, you've probably heard about Propositions 98 and 99. Ads for and against these measures are all over the airwaves. They're the only two statewide initiatives on the ballot this Tuesday, and they deal with the hot-button issue of eminent domain. Tamara Keith reports.
The two initiatives agree on one thing. Local governments shouldn't be able to take someone's home, only to turn it over to a private developer. But that's where the similarities between Propositions 98 and 99 end. The city of Baldwin Park outside of L.A. has become a poster child in the debate over eminent domain. City officials want to remove 81 homes and more than 200 businesses to redevelop the downtown. Under their plan, it would be transformed from a strip mall-dominated ribbon of small shops into a pedestrian-friendly, mixed-use retail and restaurant district.
Well, it's in here somewhere, so.
Homeowner Adonacio Gonzalez got a letter from the city right after Christmas.
It reads like so. City of Baldwin Park hereby offers the purchase of the entire fee simple interest of your property.
It's the first step in the process. If Gonzalez and other residents refuse to sell, the city could force them to through the eminent domain process.
We don't want to leave our neighborhood, which we lived comfortable. Our kids were born and reared here.
Pictures of children and grandchildren hang all over the living room of this modest one-story home where Gonzalez and his wife have lived for more than 40 years. Backers of both initiatives say Adonacio Gonzalez and his home will be protected if their measure passes. But that's where Proposition 99 stops, with single-family, owner-occupied homes. Only Proposition 98 would help business owners like Ken and Carol Woods. Spools of colorful thread line the walls in the shop where Carol does custom embroidery and Ken repairs sewing machines. Their business is in the path of the planned new development.
This eminent domain, the way they're using it, was not intended by our forefathers to be used this way. Not business taking another business.
The community development director for Baldwin Park says it's unlikely the city will use its power of eminent domain. He describes it as an action of last resort. But Prop 98's leading proponent, John Kapal, says the threat of eminent domain is like holding a gun to a property owner's head. Kapal heads the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and says Prop 98 would protect all property owners.
It will return California to a point where when government wants the property for economic development, they're going to have to sit down and negotiate with you without this hammer hanging over your head.
And Prop 98 does more than that. Kapal says, among other things, it would phase out rent control in California.
These rent controls do not work. They result in less affordable housing, not more affordable housing, because owners take their properties off the market.
Opponents of the measure don't agree and point out that much of the initiative's funding has come from landlords.
Vote no on 98, because rent control is really great. Young families disabled.
This YouTube video argues the case for rent control and against Prop 98 with a catchy tune. The League of California Cities, other local government organizations, and some environmental groups are pumping big money into the campaign against Prop 98 and urging people to support Prop 99. Tom Adams is with the League of Conservation Voters. He says Prop 98 goes too far.
It would phase out rent control. It would prevent local governments from requiring developers to include affordable housing in their projects. It would attack the environment in a wide variety of ways. This is absolutely the worst kind of log rolling that occurs in the initiative process that you can imagine.
The election is Tuesday. If both measures pass and 99 gets more votes, Prop 98 would not take effect. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
That's the California Report for Friday, May 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Our director is Rory Gallagher. Our interns are June Stinson, Ali Tapatabai, and Leanne Lucetta. The editors are Kat Snow and Dan Brecky. The producer is Victoria Malleone. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Our news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California, and the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org.